I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A recent surge in Sri Lanka's nationalism is being accompanied by violence against Christians. It's bad timing for the nation, now under scrutiny by the United Nations for human rights trouble. Among those, mounting religious rights violations, Buddhist monk attacks were cited, as well as an anti-conversion law that disappeared. Greg Musselman, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
It's still before the legislature. It hasn't been defeated, but it hasn't been passed. There's many that are not in favor of it.
Ironically, though it complicated evangelistic work, it also strengthened believers' resolve. Join us at our website where you'll find specific prayer needs, links to action, and more. Next, what makes a champion? An Olympic gold medalist? Yes, but what about someone on call to save lives at any hour? Bill Blackwire recently blogged about why Lifeline is one group of champions. This confidential communication for people facing a crisis provides information, hope, and services. Pray those facing a tough life decision would utilize Lifeline and experience hope of the gospel. And MNN's Katie Haar shares a final report about Loganoff, Haiti.
Every nation's hope rides on its young people, and it's no different in Loganoff. Starfish is considering an investment in the next generation by partnering with a Haitian-run orphanage. Development coordinator Renee Janofsky explains how agriculture might be an option.
They're trying to grow their own agriculture, but she would admit that she doesn't know a lot about it.
Find all the details, plus ways that you can help out, at our website. Pray wisdom for Starfish and the orphanage. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous donation, MNN's now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Wendell. It's a real but fictional depiction of rebel insurgency in the DRC. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.